Shaping Our Future Work. A message from your chair, Barry Coop. It's been a busy month, as I've been attending all the subcommittee meetings here at Blind Veterans UK, in which each function of the charity reports on their results and targets. These meetings have been very interesting and impressive. They have also helped prepare me for the upcoming board meeting, where we will continue our discussions around the future financial sustainability of the charity and the need to balance the budget. As our CEO Adrian shared in his message last month, this is of paramount importance if we are to support members properly and appropriately in the years ahead. To that end, Adrian is working on a range of options which we will be exploring over the course of the summer. He has announced that he is organising a national member conference to take place this coming May in London, so that those of you who wish to can also be involved in the conversation. The conference will be an excellent opportunity for you to listen to the options and bring your thoughts to the table. For those unable to attend in person, he is looking into providing an online video link. He will also share a report of the event afterwards. Our financial sustainability is a complex issue, and I find it helps to stay focused on the core purpose of the charity, which is to provide rehabilitation to veterans with sight loss. I am reminded whenever I see our wonderful statue of the lads that in the First World War, soldiers would come home from battle only to find the country had washed their hands of them. There was no rehabilitation and they were left to cope alone. This is why the charity initially came into being, to help these men go on to lead full lives and show them that victory over blindness was even a real possibility. Today we are still doing this, and every month I read stories of your extraordinary achievements in this magazine and never fail to feel inspired. I know that many others feel the same, not least a dear relative of mine, 96-year-old Auntie Eileen Roberts, who was my mother's sister-in-law. She's an avid reader of the Review and every month, without fail, calls me to say, "I've read the magazine you sent me from cover to cover and it's marvellous." Whatever direction we take in the future, we are clear that our expertise lies in helping you to live as independently as you can and continue to do the things that matter to you. We also understand that our rehabilitation can never be one size fits all, that the support you need will depend on many individual factors, not least, for many of you, changes in your vision over time. I'm sure Adrian will share more details about the conference in next month's Review. In the meantime, as we step into the long-awaited spring, I wish you all a wonderful month.